Sedition is defined specifically in U.S. law as a federal crime involving conspiracy to overthrow or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States. Seditious conspiracy is a specific crime that requires two or more persons conspiring to use force against the U.S. government or its laws.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
Of course, absent from the Declaration, any specifics as to what those illegal orders actually are.
And the question you have to ask yourself is, what is their intent? What is the reason that they all went on a video and encouraged young men and women to defy court orders without even giving a hint of what's illegal, without even giving any suggestion of what law or what order they're being asked to violate?
To be clear, we are not calling on folks right now to debate, to disobey any type of unlawful order.
Have you, Congresswoman, or any other of these Democratic members of Congress heard directly from members of the U.S. military or the broader national security community who believe they've been given unlawful orders?
Well, you know, what I'd say is I have heard from service members, and this is all a matter of public record. What we see is an uptick of concern from the men and women who are serving in uniform about the legality of orders that are being given.
They would be violating their oath if they followed illegal orders.
And I guess, Senator, members of the military, what is your advice to them if they come across something that seems confusing?
I think they need to talk to their leadership, you know, talk to their commanding officer about it and tell your commanding officer why you think this may be illegal. There are lawyers within the military, the Judge Advocate General Corps. You can have a conversation, you know, with somebody who understands the law. You know, there's always the option of you review the UCMJ with your leadership and you explain to somebody why you think this may not be lawful.
After widespread discontent over unpaid wages, lack of food and clothing erupted into open revolt, yes, George Washington, as commander-in-chief during the Revolutionary War, authorized the execution of his own soldiers for sedition in 1781. However, no one in U.S. history has ever been executed by hanging or any other means solely for sedition or seditious conspiracy under federal law. Historical cases involving the executions of John Brown in 1859, Mary Surratt in 1865, and William Bruce Mumford in 1862 were prosecuted under different charges, like treason or martial law violations. Neither the 1798 or 1918 Sedition Acts, the 1940 Smith Act, nor the current federal seditious conspiracy statute, 18 U.S. Code 2384, has ever carried the death penalty. The current maximum penalty for seditious conspiracy is 20 years in prison, and that is what needs to be pursued without fail, or there is no executive office of the United States going forward. Throughout American history, six presidents have presided over the federal prosecution and imprisonment of individuals for sedition or seditious conspiracy. John Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, George W. Bush, and Joe Biden, whose Justice Department convicted at least 18 Oath Keepers and Proud Boy leaders for their roles in January 6th, the most extensive use of the seditious conspiracy statute since World War II. And then there is the turbo sedition waged against President Trump for the past decade. The FBI's Russiagate investigation was branded a seditious conspiracy. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was denounced as a traitor. The January 6th House Committee was accused of engaging in seditious conspiracy and treason. FISA Judge James Boasberg's actions. And now...
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
I've always represented the common American man and woman as a member of the House of Representatives, which is why I've always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in. Americans are used by the political-industrial complex of both political parties, election cycle after election cycle, in order to elect whichever side can convince Americans to hate the other side more. And the results are always the same. No matter which way the political pendulum swings, Republican or Democrat, nothing ever gets better for the common American man or woman. The debt goes higher. Corporate and global interests remain Washington sweethearts. American jobs continue to be replaced, whether it's by illegal labor or legal labor by visas or just shipped overseas. Small businesses continue to be swallowed by big corporations. Americans' hard-earned tax dollars always fund foreign wars, foreign aid, and foreign interest. And the spending power of the dollar continues to decline. The average American family can no longer survive on a single breadwinner's income, as both parents have to work in order to simply survive. And today, many in my children's generation feel hopeless for their future and don't think they will ever realize the American dream. And that breaks my heart. I ran for Congress in 2020 and have fought every single day believing that Make America Great Again meant America first. I have one of the most conservative voting records in Congress, defending the First Amendment, Second Amendment, unborn babies, because I believe God creates life at conception and I love to fight for the little guy. Strong, safe borders, I have fought hard for that. I fought against COVID tyrannical insanity and mandated mass vaccinations, and I've never voted to fund foreign wars with your hard-earned tax dollars. However, with almost 1 year into our majority, the legislature has been mostly sidelined. We endured an 8-week shutdown, wrongly resulting in the House not working for the entire time, and we are entering campaign season, which means all courage leaves and only safe campaign reelection mode is turned on in the House of Representatives. During the longest shutdown in our nation's history, I raged against my own speaker and my own party for refusing to proactively work diligently to pass the plan to save Americans' health care and protect Americans from outrageous, overpriced, and unaffordable health insurance policies. The House should have been in session working every day to fix this disaster. But instead, America was force-fed disgusting political drama once again from both sides of the aisle on television every single day. My bills, which reflect many of President Trump's executive orders, like calling for a new census counting Americans only to draw new districts, making English the official language of the U.S., making it a felony to medically trans a minor, and other bills like eliminating capital gains taxes on the sale of your primary home and eliminating H-1B visas just sit. They all sit collecting dust. That's how it is for most members of Congress bills. The speaker never brings them to the floor for a vote. Many common Americans are no longer easily convinced by paid political propaganda spokespersons and consultants on TV and paid shills on social media obediently serving with cult-like conviction to force others to swallow the political party talking points. Because they know how much credit card debt they have, they know how much their bills have gone up over the past 5 years, they actually do their own grocery shopping and know food costs too much. Their rent has increasingly gone up and up. They have been outbid by corporate asset managers too many times when they put in an offer to buy a house. They have been laid off after being forced to train their visa holding replacement. The college degree they were told to earn only left them in debt with no big six-figure salary. They see more homeless people than ever on their own community streets. They can't afford health insurance or practically any insurance, and they just aren't stupid. These are the people I represent and love because that is who all of my family and friends are, common Americans. I've been blessed to represent the 14th District of Georgia for 5 years. The district is filled with some of the most wonderful, kind-hearted, God-fearing, patriotic, hardworking people you will ever meet. Good, regular, common Americans. I've worked hard to bring taxpayer dollars back home to help district needs. I impeached Biden's Secretary of Homeland after watching my constituents die as he facilitated dangerous open border invasion into America. And I led the effort to defund hard-left politically biased NPR and PBS and the corrupt USAID, and I did that as chair of the DOGE subcommittee. I have fought harder than almost any other elected Republican to elect Donald Trump and Republicans to power. I traveled the country for years. I spent millions of my own money. I missed precious time with my family that I can never get back. And I showed up in places like outside the New York courthouse in Collect Pond Park against a raging leftist mob as Trump faced Democrat lawfare. Meanwhile, most of the establishment Republicans who secretly hate him and who stabbed him in the back and never defended him against anything have all been welcomed in right after the election. And I will never forget the day I had to leave my mother's side as my father had brain surgery to remove cancerous tumors in order to fly to Washington, D.C. to defend President Trump and vote no against the Democrats' second impeachment in 2021. My poor father and my poor mother, it was way too much for all of us. Through it all, I never changed or went back on my campaign promises and only disagreed in a few areas, like my stance against H-1Bs replacing American jobs, AI state moratoriums, debt for life 50-year mortgage scams, standing strongly against all involvement in foreign wars, and demanding the release of the Epstein files. Other than that, my voting record has been solidly with my party and the president. Loyalty should be a two-way street, and we should be able to vote our conscience and represent our district's interests because our job title is literally representative. America first should mean America first and only Americans first, with no other foreign country ever being attached to America first in our halls of government. Standing up for American women who were raped at 14 years old, trafficked and used by rich, powerful men, should not result in me being called a traitor and threatened by the President of the United States, whom I fought for. However, while yes, hurtful, my heart remains filled with joy, my life is filled with happiness, and my true convictions remain unchanged because my self-worth is not defined by a man, but instead by God who created everything in existence. You see, I have never valued power, titles, or attention in spite of all the wrong assumptions about me. I do not cling to those things because they are meaningless and empty traps that hold too many people in Washington. I believe in term limits and do not think Congress should be a lifelong career or an assisted living facility. My only goal and desire has ever been to hold the Republican Party accountable for the promises it makes to the American people and put America first. And I have fought against Democrats' damaging policies like the Green New Deal, wide-open, deadly, unsafe border policies, and the trans agenda on children and against women. With that has brought years of nonstop, never-ending personal attacks, death threats, lawfare, ridiculous slander and lies about me that most people could never withstand even for a single day. It has been unfair and wrong, not only to me, but especially to my family, but it's been wrong to my district as well. I have too much self-respect and dignity. I love my family way too much. And I do not want my sweet district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president.
I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on, where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product that has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal, and every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a loss leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing them of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Alex Jones Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at thealexjones.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. Again, I don't own thealexjones.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there, be the news director, and we're going to continue on. And they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates. You share them everywhere. You take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money, so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back. There's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the ultramethylene blue or the sea moss or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWar has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here. But you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this, the other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And God bless you all.
right, and welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I'm Nick Sorter, actually in D.C. for once. That doesn't happen very often, usually on the road, but this time I am in the swamp. Don't know how many days that's going to last, because there are some, let's just say, some Border Patrol and ICE actions taking place across the country right now. And there'll be a couple of new cities coming up this week that will finally get a deluge of Border Patrol officers stepping up enforcement in those particular areas, because luckily we don't have tens of thousands of illegals attempting to cross the border every single day. So we've been able to take those resources and move them to places like Charlotte, North Carolina, and New Orleans, and there'll be places in Mississippi as well coming up here in a few days. But in the meantime, you guys just watched a clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene before the show started here, of her announcing her resignation. And we're going to have that and more, talk about that, get into that, and then other events for the week. But once again, I have on the show with me Kevin Smith from Loud Majority Live. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you jumping on. I love the shirt, by the way. That's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah. It is not a Miller Lite shirt, just in case anyone out there is working with copyright lawyers.
Yeah. But, you know, that the MTG resignation, that actually, it kind of caught me off guard. Earlier in the day on Friday, which is, you know, the day that she announced, it was a few hours before that, I was thinking in my head, like, okay, you know, how many days are we going to count down until Trump and MTG come back together? Because at the end of the day, they're on the same side. They're on the same side. They just disagree about, you know, approaches to various situations. But as MTG said, like, she was, you know, one of his earliest supporters. She put millions of dollars behind President Trump when he was running for election. And she traveled the country campaigning for him. Like, I don't see her as necessarily the enemy here. I think she's just saying some hard truths, maybe. You know, what do you think, Kevin?
Well, look, you know, firstly, I think that anyone who says I'm not stopping the fight, but I'm quitting is very confusing to me. General, like, look, we all know that President Trump gets very, very mad at people, and then suddenly he's not anymore. You saw the Elon bout they had a few months ago, and now they're, you know, having cocktails with Cristiano Ronaldo. So, you know, they go back and forth like that. But look, Marjorie Taylor Greene is right. She has been a huge supporter of the president's agenda on a great many issues. But on some of the big ones, I think that she has fallen short, whether it's her backing of Kevin McCarthy in the Matt Gaetz saga 2 years ago, or whether it is some of the bigger policies. Look, I agree with her on 95% of the stuff, so I'm not going to take a shot at her. But what I will say is that you got to be able to take criticism from the base when you do wrong. And, you know, right now she said that we need illegal immigrants, to man her construction jobs. I don't think we need that. I think we need to pay Americans more instead of importing slaves from the third world. But there's going to be disagreements. And I don't think we as a movement, as we've seen the fracturing over the course of the last several months, if we're going to continue to win, we have to be that big tent party. And we can't cast people aside because they do one or two things incorrectly.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You have some great points there as to where she went wrong. You mentioned the fact that she is resigning. I believe the effective date is January 5th of 2026. So, you know, just
very
right
convenient
after the beginning
day
of the year.
Very convenient day.
Why is that?
Well, that's 2 days after her pension kicks in.
I was going to address that, actually, because I looked into this and realized how much a congressional pension actually is. And she can't collect on it until she's 62. And it's $720 a month. And she's like in her early 50s. So it's going to be quite a while before she gets that $720 a month. The way the pensions work, it's like 1%. Per year, you know, of her salary every year, times five, because she was there for 5 years, and so that's how you get that seven.
Okay, I guess that's that. I guess that's a little bit of everybody knows somebody that hangs around 2 or 3 years longer at their job just to get their pensions. I'm not mad at her about that. You know, I mean, you just described basically every. You know, 59-year-old cop on planet Earth, you know, who hangs around for one extra year. But look, As you're showing right there, I'm actually in that video with Marjorie Taylor Greene outside of the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Look, she's been a great fighter for the America First movement. The problem with it is that the only way to stay and fight is to stay and fight. You know, people are talking about her, you know, running for governor. People are talking about her running for president now, and there's been rumors she's telling aides she's going to run for president. I don't know if that's the best choice for her. Obviously, she's in a swing state, so it's going to be incredibly important. But look, if we're going to be that big tent party, oh look, there I am. If we're going to be that big tent party, we need to relax with the oath of loyalty on everything, on every topic.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's the easy thing to do is to quit. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of stress that was put on, you know, prominent conservatives after Charlie Kirk was shot and killed was, you know, it takes you aback and you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, maybe this is just too much. Maybe I should just quit. I heard several people tell me behind the big names behind the scenes that said that exact same thing. Now, I'm way too autistic to think like that. So I was just like, yeah, whatever. But I was very disappointed to see when she said she quit, because it's like, okay, well, now what? I mean, you're saying all these things need to be done. Well, you could have been that effective voice inside the government, continuing to speak against what you see is broken in Congress, but instead you pull yourself out of it. And I can't imagine she's going to be more effective as a private citizen.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, look, she's not going to, her personality.
Well, this was a hell of a off. Look at this on the screen right here. This was a legendary moment.
You know, I could have looked down at any other point in time and been just fine. But you know, it's a look. She's not going to fade off into the sunset. What's she going to do? Is she going to take over for Scott Jennings on CNN? What is she going to be? Is she going to be the Republican voice on The View? Like, what does she think that her role is going to be as a private citizen? As you said, she's young enough that she can basically write her own ticket and do whatever she wants. The question is going to be, what is that? Will she remain that sort of strong fighter? Hey, maybe she'll start a podcast, like, you know, everyone else on earth. You know, I'm curious to see what she, because she has been good. When she's been good, she's been good. And I think when she's been bad, she's been bad. But we have to, I really think that the division in the new right, whatever you want to call this sort of a collected group of people over here, we need to breathe and relax. If not, the midterms are going to be rough.
Yep, and it's only a year away, folks. I mean, everybody talks about, oh, we got 3 years to do all this. No, in reality, we have 1 year. If we don't secure the elections within a year, I mean, may as well just give up Congress. Like, we're screwed. So
absolutely, and the impeachments will start. The nonsense investigations will start. Everyone and their mother, including the two people on the screen right now, will probably be called to testify. Which, like, please subpoena me. I'm begging you. Let's put on a show. If anyone's listening in Congress, subpoena me. Let's put on a show. But I'd rather govern than make a mockery of the House.
Absolutely agree. Well, we got a Democrat in Florida stole $5 million from FEMA, apparently. We're going to have all about that right after the break here on InfoWars Sunday Briefing.
My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction, or they're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, Sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. Remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money. They want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came out with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So good for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right, well, it's turning out, unsurprising to pretty much anyone, that FEMA is almost as bad as USAID. Now, we had heard reports last year that FEMA response teams were told not to go to houses to check on people that had Trump signs in their front yard. And hell, I've dealt with FEMA on the ground multiple times. It's like my entire platform over the past 3 years was having to expose FEMA for their just gross incompetence and their corruption. Like in East Palestine, Ohio, after the train derailment on Maui, where people were just told to go screw themselves. In Western North Carolina, where they were trying to block us from delivering aid to victims. I mean, it doesn't have the best track record. And it turns out that Democrats were using FEMA as their piggy bank. You had Democrat Congresswoman Sheila. Why can I never pronounce their freaking names, Kevin? It's always something complicated and it's hyphenated. Sheila Cherfulis McCormick, a Democrat from Florida, another DEI Democrat, was just charged by the Department of Justice for stealing $5 million in FEMA funds meant for disaster relief. If she is convicted, she faces 53 years in federal prison. Kevin, I mean, is this a shock to anybody at all? I feel like a story like this was bound to come out sooner than later.
And I look, absolutely. It is shocking that people cannot see the incompetence of FEMA, even if there wasn't nefarious actions involved. And this isn't nothing new. You mentioned all the most recent incidents, but anybody here in the Northeast who dealt with FEMA during Hurricane Sandy, I'm talking about the South Shore of Long Island and Hoboken, New Jersey. Anybody who remembers FEMA during Hurricane Katrina, when it took them 6 days to get water to the Superdome. Like, it turns out this body may have started out with a good purpose, but it just doesn't work at all. And now we're seeing the abuse and the fraud inside of this system. And it turns out when any government entity, I don't care what it is, whether it's USAID, whether it's FEMA, whether it's the entire nonprofit establishment, whenever these sorts of things get to be too big, they turn into rackets. And now we're just seeing that another member of Congress, shockingly a Florida Democrat, I actually didn't know that there was any of those. Hopefully Governor DeSantis can rectify that. But, I'm not shocked by it at all. And I'm not shocked that, nothing to see here. It seems like these people think that they're owed some sort of no-show million-dollar gig for their illustrious ability to be put into Congress.
Yeah, of course. And it looks like here she is blaming. You know what? Maybe we'll just roll the video here. Let's do that. Let's roll clip. I don't know if this is 4 or 5, but the one with her walking up to the cameras and giving a reason as to why she, I guess, is entitled to $5 million in FEMA disaster aid. Go ahead and roll that clip, guys.
On the indictment, please. Well, it's an unjust indictment, and it seems like these intimidation tactics have been pervasive. We spent all week seeing different members getting censured, all in hopes of intimidating and kind of distracting from the Epstein files. And I look forward to my day in court so I can prove myself and actually state the truth. But if this is what Congress is becoming, where they're always trying to intimidate you, scare tactics, especially attacking minorities, black and brown people, then we're going to have to keep fighting for the district. And everybody has been giving me so much support, and we're going to keep fighting until the district gets what it needs, which is fair prices, housing, and fair representation of Congress.
But did so you thank you so much.
What's your response to the calls of some of your colleagues to step down or resign?
They didn't elect me. It was my district. And so we'll keep fighting for the people and keep working like we're doing now until they get what they need. So we're here for the people. So the only people who elected me should have make that decision. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so it looks like is there a threshold maybe that I saw? Is there a certain amount of money that you're allowed to steal from FEMA if you are black or brown? Is that what I'm hearing here?
I it's so funny. People always laugh that Congress is usually about 5 or 10 years behind the times. So watching her go, oh, if I just say black and brown, nobody will care. And it's like, no, we're actually laughing at you, hon. Like, we're going, oh, really? What is that, the Karine Jean-Pierre mode of getting out of a tough question? Just say black and brown people. No,
black, brown, immigrant, lesbian. I think that's what Karine Jean-Pierre used.
Oh yes, I was going
to
say
she had the ultimate like power card there to throw down.
Thank God she's not in a wheelchair, or she would win the oppression Olympics. Like, you know, it is wild that they still think that this sort of thing works. And maybe it does in her district. Maybe it does. Maybe the people in her district don't really care that she's going to be a felon for robbing FEMA of its funds. Now,
of money that was supposed to go to people in her district. Those were disaster funds meant for her district.
Well, that's what's going to have to be shown to the members of her district, because she's clearly not going to resign. And you know what? Here's the thing. Democrats never resign in shame. Republicans always lay in the corner and scream, please stop hitting me. And, you know, whether it's Jerry Nadler, who quite literally doesn't believe in the American dollar so much that he had to get bribed with gold bars. Like, this woman robbed her constituents of money that should have went to go rebuild their homes after hurricanes. And somehow she will still get her party's endorsement. She will still probably get reelected unless DeSantis changes the district lines. It's stuff like this, man. It's stuff like this that we have to focus on. The corruption on both sides in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure where the demographic makeup of the district, but looking at a map here, it looks like she's got the west side of Broward County, which is the Fort Lauderdale area, and then west of the western part of Palm Beach County as well. So But looking at how
she's got the western, if she's got the western part of Palm Beach County, then stealing $5 million, that's like Tuesday for those people.
But with most Democrats, the sad part is, if she ran again, if she's not behind bars, I don't know if you can run from behind bars. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's been tested quite yet. But even if she were to do so, being a Democrat, she'd still probably win. That's the sad part about it.
Absolutely. You know, it is. I'm looking at the map right now. What is that? It's Broward, Palm Beach. Yeah, no. It is. I'm pretty sure you can run from behind jail, from behind bars, by the way. Let's hope that this case actually moves forward in some sort of a speedy manner so that, you know, unless they just want to hang this over her head while she's running for the midterms. But look, when we talked about draining the swamp, this is the kind of stuff we were talking about. It was the fact that people feel disillusioned by politics because inherently, you know, and inherently I know, that nothing's going to happen to this woman. What's it going to be, an oversight hearing that, you know, we'll cut clips of that'll go viral on Twitter, and that'll be about it. Nothing's going to happen.
Well, I mean, thinking about it though, she's been indicted in the Southern District of Florida, I believe. So,
well, that is a favorable district.
That's a favorable district for. It's not like up here in the DMV region, the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, where when you indict Democrats, it's very tough because Democrats can do no wrong in the people's eyes up here. But in South Florida, she might have a little bit harder of a time getting away with this one. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. And, you know, because you've been seeing up here in Virginia with James Comey, you know, the way that they've been trying to just taint that case as much or make it look illegitimate, and they'll end up getting, all they need is one juror to nullify the conviction, or to, in reality, hang up the case and have a mistrial declared. I mean, they can really do a lot of damage up here. I have a little bit more hope in the Southern District of Florida. I'd really love to be able to find a way to charge more people down in the Southern District of Florida. But, we'll see how this goes. We'll keep on it. And she should be removed. She should be expelled from the House of Representatives. And I don't know what we're waiting for. George Santos wasn't convicted yet. He was removed. We'll be right
back. Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I've just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. And it has, like, a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's, like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. And I feel like that life-changing event for me is because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, now you have a three-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to. And I'm not a doctor. This is not a medical claim. But people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is. But it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Ice raids and big spectacles happening all over the country. One of the biggest ones recently that we saw was in New York City a few weeks back, where, Kevin, you don't live too far outside of New York City, so this is something you probably know right about. I was with you, I guess, last weekend in New York City, and you were telling me all about this stuff. The guy that looked like he OD'd right in front of you, and nobody really reacted. Like, the police just didn't seem very concerned about it, because you're like, yeah, it's like, that's probably the 15th time they've seen it today. Mm-hmm. It seems like you have a lot of these problems out there. But Canal Street, something that's been famous for a long time for being like bootleg illegal goods being sold by illegals. And then ICE went through there a few weeks back and cleared it all out. It was major news. Nobody had ever seen Canal Street as clean and clear as it was. A few days after ICE went in there and arrested a bunch of the people, some of the folks that were known to have been violent, that were open about the fact that they were illegals, known to have been violent, and they ended up being arrested too, which was really entertaining to watch. But Savannah Hernandez went back there this weekend with Turning Point USA. Savannah is like one of the best on the ground reporters ever. I freaking love her, and she showed that they're just back at it. They're back in action. They set back up. It's crowder than it was before ICE even went through there. What's going on, man? Why can't we keep this down? Why not just send ICE back in there? Just keep clearing it.
I would love it if they did that. And look, for those of you who aren't familiar with New York, Canal Street has always been a spot where you go to get, you know, your four-stripe Adidas and your fake Louis Vuitton bags. It's famous for that. But it's a little different now. Because with the influx of the illegals, now you have criminal gangs roaming the streets that are not allowing people to either walk the streets, or, as you saw Nick Shirley and his cameraman get assaulted a couple of weeks ago, there is a sort of like a crew element to it. And I think that is so much different. Look, there's always going to be neighborhoods where you can pick up, you know, fake Coach bags and stuff like that. That's always going to be a thing. This is different because these items that are being sold on the street are being stolen from the street next door, because you can steal with impunity in New York City. So what these organized criminal gangs do is they go knock over Saks Fifth Avenue or Nordstrom Rack. They take all the good stuff and then they bring it down to Canal Street and they sell it for cash. It is a serious problem. It is unsafe. And it's really really because of the work of people like you and Nick Shirley and Savannah going out and getting this footage that the entire world can see what we've been dealing with here in Lower Manhattan for decades at this point.
Yeah, and we talked about that FEMA money and what FEMA has actually been used for, and that it's corrupt and sort of rotten to the core at this point. FEMA money, billions and billions and billions of dollars were spent housing in five-star hotels these same illegals that are now being arrested and cleared out by ICE, that are going and robbing these stores nearby, you know, stealing purses and luxury goods and stuff. They're the ones that we are still to this day paying to house up there. Well, I say we, luckily not me, because I don't live in New York. You, on the other hand, you do, so you're paying for it. But at the end of the day, our federal dollars are somehow going to end up subsidizing the entire thing. Anyway, but those multiple five-star hotels down there, the Roosevelt Hotel being one of the most famous one, that turned into a migrant shelter that was costing us like $300 per night per illegal to house there. That came out of FEMA dollars.
And you know what's wild about it, too, is that, you know, so we were talking about healthcare for the last couple of weeks, how Obamacare is just a subsidy to the health insurance companies. Yeah. These illegal immigrants are just a subsidy to the New York hotels. And what does that do? That drives up the prices of the hotels for tourists. Yeah. And because of that, people don't come to New York for tourism. If you're a hotel in New York City, why wouldn't you just get the government contract to house illegal immigrants where you know you're going to be full every single night, instead of competing in an open market for the tourism dollars of people? And look, New York is always going to be the capital of world tourism, you know, for the most part. But people have stopped coming here. And because they've stopped coming here, because the hotels are unaffordable, they've stopped spending their dollars in New York City. And
they also might be set on fire on the subway, too. So, I mean, that's probably another reason people start.
It turns out in New York, we like to export culture. So we started the setting people on fire on the subway routine, and now it's moved on to Chicago. You know, it's making its way west, everyone. So if you have if you have trains in San Francisco, it's coming to a train near you. But this sort of scene is not uncommon, except the magnitude of it is so wild. There was the Nick Shirley video where one guy said, "This is our block." That is an arrogance to it. Everybody always sold illegal stuff. It was always, you know, but you got run out. You came back the next day. But now it's like these guys feel like they have, like it's their right to hustle on the streets like some street vendor in the third world.
Well, this is exactly why we're supposed to vet people that come in here. Now, quite frankly, I think that, you know, maybe we should only let 1% of people that apply into the country, to be totally honest with you, if even that. Mm. And the only reason I say that is because I don't want to keep people like Elon Musk out of the picture. But so we can bring in somebody like that. That's why we have a vetting system. That's why you don't just leave the border wide open. Now we've got all of these people that don't know anything but how to steal, how to rob people, you know, how to make their living off of pickpocketing you. And people ask, why does it only, well, this is happening in New York City. I don't even go to New York City. Who cares? Because it's spreading throughout the country. That's why you're seeing it in Charlotte, North Carolina. Who would have guessed, outside of people in Charlotte, that these kind of people were moving there in droves, to the point where last week there were two elementary schools where 65% of the children were absent because of Border Patrol's action there. Like, the amount of illegal foreigners in somewhere like North Carolina, if you're thinking that this stuff is only happening in New York, you're very, very wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the major metros, Dallas, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, New York, Miami are the ones that get all the attention. But this is happening in the minor metros, and I don't mean minor as in less important. I mean just as smaller. You know, Charlotte, Cincinnati, Phoenix, Kansas City. These are happening all over the country. And look, if you don't want to be caught for a long time, you would go to a lot of these and basically just get to roam free. Something like 20%. Of the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, are illegal immigrants. They said there were upwards of 150,000 illegal immigrants in the city of Charlotte. There's only 900,000 people there. It's a metropolitan area, but it's not that big.
And per reports, it's becoming like the human trafficking capital of the United States, and very quickly at that. And that should terrify everybody. But you have the self-hating white liberal old women that are screaming and yelling about the fact that literal pedophiles. It was that photo. I just remember this now. This photo of Border Patrol holding this guy down on the ground. He was dressed in an apron because he was a chef or whatever at a restaurant that the week before had just been arrested for like sexual assault on a minor. And they're acting like he's some sort of innocent victim. So they just gloss over the fact that this guy had, and this wasn't even the first time that he was charged with a crime like this. He had a conviction on it as well. And it, you could also see he had a knife in his hand. And of course Border Patrol is going to take him down like that. He was gripping a knife like this. And the only reason you grip a knife like this is if you're trying to, there's no cooking that involves holding a knife like this. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's he's not making a ribeye when he's holding a knife like that. It's, look, I call them the awfuls, the affluent white female urban liberal who never have to deal with the consequences of the policies that they put forth. They'll go and they'll protest for illegal immigrants, but then make sure that their doorman keeps them far away from the building in which they live. You know, the DoorDash guy doesn't get to come up to the door. He leaves it in the lobby. And that is a lot of the biggest problem is that the people who advocate for these things never have to deal with it. They never have to, you know, have their 16-year-old kid who's trying to hustle as a busboy have his job be replaced by an illegal immigrant who will work for slave wages. They don't have to deal with any. They don't the subway. They would never be on the subway with the peasants. No, their driver picks them up and brings them from Trump Tower to NBC News. Their driver takes them to dinner at the plaza. They're not out here with the rest of us yet. They think that they are our moral betters.
Right. And Kevin, we've only got a short time left, but I want to get to this. I want to just say this real quick. So this little girl I've known for a little while now, Liv Peruto, she is desperately trying to get, this is a last ditch effort for her to be able to survive. The doctors are giving her 6 months to live. We need Dr. Pat Soon-Shiong to get back to her. And we need the FDA to approve Anktiva for her. They won't do it. They'd rather just say, hey, we're going to let her die in 6 months, which is really sad. I mean, she should have the right to try this treatment. And there's more of that on my X feed. Please share if you can. Kevin, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate you. Kevin Smith on Twitter, host of Loud Majority Live. We'll be back here next week. Thank you, guys.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to theallyshowstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit theallyshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app, your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.